Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to AI Hub, the show that takes you deeper into the world of AI.
That's right. I'm Amanda, and I'll be your guide to all things artificial intelligence.
And I'm Larry, your co-host, always here to make sure we keep things interesting. Speaking of interesting, can you believe we're already on episode 4 of season 1?
I know, right? It's amazing how quickly time flies when you're exploring the cutting edge of tech like we are.
It really does. And today we're diving into something I think a lot of us can relate to, AI-steady tools. You know, those AI-powered platforms and apps.
Yeah, the ones that can help you summarize those dense research papers, generate quiz questions, even manage your time better.
Exactly. We've all been there, right? Staring at a mountain of reading material, feeling totally overwhelmed. But what if AI could help you not only get through all that stuff, but actually learn it better?
It sounds almost too good to be true, but that's what we're going to be exploring today.
So let's start with, I think, a universal pain point. Reading. Those long articles, research papers, even textbooks. Ugh, they could be such a slog.
Absolutely. And that's where a tool like Speechify comes in. It's an app that uses AI to turn written text into spoken words so you can listen instead of read.
So it's like having an audiobook narrator for all those dense academic texts. But it's more than just convenience, right?
Right. It's about tapping into the power of auditory learning. Our brains process info differently when we hear it versus when we read it.
So by listening, you're actually creating a multisensory learning experience, which helps with comprehension and remembering what you read.
Exactly. And Speechify goes even further, letting you customize the voice, accent, reading speed. They even have celebrity voices if you want to make things fun.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I could see myself getting through a lot more reading if, say, Morgan Freeman was narrating my textbooks.
I hear you. Now let's switch gears and talk about writing, specifically that dreaded essay or research paper.
Don't even get me started. Writing a paper always feels like pulling teeth.
Well, AI can actually help with that too. There's this tool called QuillBot that's specifically designed for academic writing.
Really? Tell me more.
It uses advanced natural language processing, helps you paraphrase text, generate citations, check your grammar, even translate languages.
So it's like having a super-powered editor and writing assistant all in one.
Exactly. And it can be so helpful when you're feeling stuck or just need a little help getting those thoughts onto paper.
Speaking of getting your thoughts on paper, let's talk about note-taking apps. I'm a huge fan. I feel like my life would fall apart without mine.
I hear you. And one of the most popular out there, Notion, has recently integrated AI features that can really take your note-taking to the next level.
Notion AI, what can it do?
Well, for starters, it can summarize your notes. So instead of having to wade through pages of information, you can get a concise overview of the key takeaways.
That's super helpful, especially when you're studying for an exam or just trying to get a quick recap of a meeting.
Absolutely. But it goes beyond that. Notion AI can also generate practice questions based on your notes. So you can test your understanding and pinpoint those areas where you need to, you know, focus your studying.
It's like having a built-in tutor. Right there in your note-taking app.
Exactly. And here's what's really cool. It can even explain complex topics in simpler terms. So if you're struggling with a certain concept, Notion AI can break it down for you in a way that's easier to grasp.
Now, let's talk about one of the most effective study techniques out there. Active recall. You know, quizzing yourself to help solidify your knowledge.
Absolutely. Active recall is a game changer when it comes to learning. But creating those quizzes and flashcards can be time-consuming.
And that's where a tool like Chicken comes in. It's this AI-powered platform that helps you create and practice quizzes, flashcards, even simulated oral exams.
And you can use it to create questions from your own notes or from tons of other sources.
So basically, you can turn any study material into an interactive quiz. That's pretty amazing. But how does it actually help you learn more effectively?
Well, when you retrieve information from your memory, it actually strengthens the neural connections associated with that information.
So the more you quiz yourself, the more likely you are to remember that info long term.
Exactly. And Chicken takes it a step further by incorporating mindfulness techniques, helps manage test anxiety.
That's a really interesting approach. It's not just about memorizing facts. It's about creating a positive and supportive learning environment.
Now let's move on to something that's especially helpful for researchers. Sifting through academic journals, research papers, it can be so time-consuming.
You're telling me I've spent countless hours lost in those academic databases.
Well, AI can help streamline the process. There's a tool called Elicit that uses language models to automate research workflows.
Elicit, okay. I'm intrigued. What can it actually do?
Well, for starters, it can help you find relevant research papers based on your keywords or your research question.
That's already a huge time saver.
But it goes beyond that. Elicit can also summarize those key points of the papers, even extract important info like statistics or quotes.
So it's like having a research assistant who can read and analyze papers at lightning speed.
Exactly, which frees you up to focus on the bigger picture, you know, the analysis and synthesis of the information.
Now, let's say you found a bunch of articles or research papers you need to read and digest quickly.
That can feel daunting, especially when you're short on time.
Absolutely. But there's this AI-powered tool called Scholacy that can help.
Scholacy uses AI to summarize articles, highlight those key points, and even pull out references and citations.
So no more spending hours trying to figure out the main takeaways. Scholacy gives you what you need in a clear, concise way.
Exactly. And like a lot of these AI study tools, it's designed to be accessible. You know, they have a free tier and a Chrome extension, so you can try it out before committing to a paid plan.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm seeing a trend here. A lot of these tools are trying to make these powerful technologies available to as many people as possible.
Definitely. Now let's tackle a challenge that I think pretty much everyone can relate to. Time management.
Oh yeah, time management. My arch nemesis. We have a very complicated relationship.
Well, AI might just be your new best friend when it comes to getting your time under control.
I'm listening. Tell me more.
There's this AI-powered time management tool called Trevor. It can help you prioritize tasks, set time blocks, even estimate how long things will take.
It's like having a personal productivity coach right there in your pocket.
Exactly. Trevor can help break down those big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. And it can actually learn from your past behavior, you know, to suggest the best times for you to work on certain tasks.
That's really interesting. So it's not just about scheduling, it's about understanding your own work patterns and using that info to create a more effective workflow.
Now, let's face it, we're living in a world of information overload. It can be so overwhelming trying to keep up with everything.
Absolutely. I constantly feel like I'm drowning in articles, videos, and social media updates.
Well, AI can help you navigate that sea of information and filter out all the noise. There's a tool called Genie that acts as a personalized content curator.
A content curator. Okay, I like the sound of that. What does Genie actually do?
It uses AI to summarize articles, videos, and other content, highlighting the most important points. It can even help you create citations and organize your research library.
So it's like having a personal assistant who can read and summarize everything for you so you don't have to.
Pretty much. It's about helping you make sense of all that info out there and focus on what's truly relevant to you.
Now, let's talk about presentations. We've all been there, staring at a blank slide, feeling totally uninspired.
Presentation design purgatory, it's a real thing.
It is. But thankfully, AI can help us escape that fate. There's this tool called Beautiful.ai that uses AI to help you create those stunning presentations, and quickly and easily.
It offers templates, layouts, design elements, everything to make your presentations look polished and professional.
So no more boring cookie cutter slideshows. Beautiful.ai takes care of all the design so you can focus on your content and your message.
Exactly. And it has features like collaboration tools and real-time feedback so you can work together with others, you know, seamlessly.
For all you video creators out there, AI can be a big time saver when it comes to editing. There's a tool called Descript that's making some serious waves in the video editing world.
Descript is this AI-powered video editing tool that actually lets you edit by just editing the text transcript.
Wait, what? You can edit video by editing text? That sounds like magic.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Descript transcribes your videos in real time, so you just select and delete text to remove sections of your video. You can even add text to insert new content.
That's incredible. It'd be like having a video editor who can read your mind.
They also have this feature where you can create a clone of your own voice to read out text. So you can add narration to your videos without actually recording your own voice.
Now, how many of you struggle with taking notes during meetings or lectures? I know I do. My hand starts cramping up after about 5 minutes.
I feel you. Taking good notes can be a challenge, but there's this tool called Otter.ai that can help.
Otter.ai, what's that all about?
It's a digital assistant that takes meeting notes and transcribes audio recordings all in real time. It even highlights key points and sends you a summary email afterwards.
So no more frantic scribbling or trying to remember what was said. Otter.ai's got you covered.
Exactly. And it integrates with most video meeting solutions, so you can use it pretty much anywhere.
Okay, that's impressive. I could see how that would be a game changer for students, professionals, really anyone who attends a lot of meetings.
And finally, for all those aspiring coders out there, AI can even help you write code more efficiently. There's a tool called Programming Helper that's gaining popularity among developers.
Programming Helper. I'm not a coder myself, but I know how complex and challenging it can be.
It can be, but Programming Helper uses AI to assist you in the coding process. It can generate code in multiple languages, explain how the code works, and even provide examples to, you know, help you learn.
So it's like having a coding tutor right at your fingertips.
Exactly. And it's totally free to use, so there's really no barrier to entry.
Wow, that's really impressive. I'm just blown away by the sheer variety of AI study tools that are out there.
Me too. And it's important to remember, these tools are constantly evolving, getting even smarter. It's an exciting time to be a learner.
It really is.
You know, one of the things that really strikes me about all of this is how AI is democratizing access to learning and information.
Absolutely. It wasn't that long ago that these kinds of tools were only for, like, researchers and academics. Now, with a few clicks, maybe a small subscription, anyone can have access to these amazing AI-powered study aids.
And that's really exciting because it levels the playing field. It means that anyone, no matter their background or resources, can have the tools they need to succeed in their studies.
Think about it. A student in a rural community, limited access to libraries or tutors, can now use AI to get that personalized support. Everything from writing to research to time management.
Exactly. And that's a game changer. It has the potential to transform education as we know it.
So we've seen AI can help with reading, writing, researching, time management. But what about the actual learning process? Can AI help us understand those concepts more deeply?
That's a great question. And the answer is a resounding yes. A lot of these tools go beyond just summarizing. They actually help you learn and understand the material.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Remember Notion AI? Well, not only can it summarize your notes, but it can also explain complex topics in simpler terms. It's like having a personal tutor break things down in a way that makes sense.
Right. And Chicken, that active recall tool, it can also explain things using the Feynman technique.
Exactly. The Feynman technique is a learning method where you try to explain a concept in your own words as if you were teaching it. And Chicken can help you with that by providing feedback and suggestions, you know, ways to simplify your explanations.
That's so cool. It's like having a virtual study buddy who can help you really get the material, not just memorize it.
And that's what's so exciting about these AI study tools. They're not just about making things easier or faster, they're about helping us learn more effectively, more deeply.
Speaking of learning more deeply, what about those aha moments, you know, when a concept suddenly clicks and you feel like you truly understand it? Can AI help with that?
Well, AI can't replicate that aha feeling, but it can create the conditions for those moments to happen.
How so?
By helping you break down complex information, identify key concepts, and practice active recall, these tools can help you make connections and see patterns that you might not have noticed otherwise.
I see. So it's about creating a learning environment where those aha moments are more likely to occur.
Exactly. Think of it this way. AI can help clear the clutter, organize the information, and highlight those important points. That allows your brain to focus on making those connections and having those breakthrough moments of understanding.
That makes sense. It's like AI is taking care of all the logistics so your brain can do what it does best,
yeah.
Learn and make sense of the world.
Precisely. And that's what makes these tools so powerful. They're not about replacing human intelligence. They're about augmenting it, helping us learn and think better.
Now, we've talked about a lot of the benefits of AI study tools, but are there any downsides? Potential downsides we should be aware of.
That's an important question, and one that we should definitely address. Like any technology, AI has the potential for both good and bad. One concern is over-reliance. It's important to remember, these tools are meant to supplement your learning, not replace it.
Right. AI can be a powerful tool, but it shouldn't become a crutch. We still need to develop those learning skills, critical thinking abilities.
Absolutely. And we need to be mindful of our own learning style and preferences. Not every AI tool is going to be right for everyone.
So it's not about finding the best AI study tool. It's about finding the best fit for your individual needs.
Yeah.
And while AI can enhance the learning experience, It can't replace that human interaction.
I agree. There's something special about connecting with a teacher, mentor, or fellow student that AI just can't replicate.
Discussing ideas, debating perspectives, getting feedback, those are all essential parts of learning. So while AI can be a powerful tool for individual learning, it's important to balance it with human connections.
Absolutely. And that leads us to an important question. What does the future hold for AI in education?
That's the million-dollar question. What do you think?
Well, it's clear that AI is going to play an even bigger role in education in the years to come. We can expect to see even more sophisticated AI study tools, tools that can personalize those learning experiences, give real-time feedback, even adapt to individual learning styles.
That sounds incredible. Imagine a world where every student has access to a personalized AI tutor, guiding them through their studies, helping them reach their full potential.
That's the dream, isn't it? And while we're not quite there yet, we're definitely moving in that direction.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities, but as we move forward with AI in education, it's crucial that we do so thoughtfully.
Absolutely. We need to make sure that AI is used to enhance learning, not replace it. And we need to make sure these powerful tools are used ethically, responsibly.
I couldn't agree more. And you know what else strikes me about all of this? It's how these tools aren't just for students anymore.
That's a great point. We've been focusing on students, but really, anyone who's trying to learn something new, stay up to date, can benefit.
Exactly. Think about professionals who need to stay current on industry trends or people learning a new language or skill. These AI tools can be a game changer for those lifelong learners.
Absolutely, and they can be incredibly helpful for people with learning disabilities. AI can provide personalized support and accommodations, you know, make learning more accessible and inclusive for everyone.
And that's something we should all be excited about. The potential for AI to empower learners of all ages and abilities is truly remarkable.
Well said. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. It's been a fascinating deep dive into the world of AI study tools.
If you're feeling inspired to upgrade your study game or just explore the possibilities of AI and learning, be sure to check out some of the tools we've talked about.
And remember, these tools are constantly evolving. Stay curious, keep exploring. And that brings us to the end of another AI Hub.
It really is. It makes you think, what does the future hold for AI in education?
Right. I mean, what's next?
Well, I think we're just scratching the surface. Imagine a world where every student has their own, like, personalized AI tutor.
Right.
One that can adapt to their learning style, how fast they learn.
Wow. That would be incredible. Like a custom-designed education, tailored just for you.
Exactly. And AI could also help teachers, you know, make them more effective by, like, automating stuff like grading, giving them data on student performance.
So not replacing teachers, but giving them superpowers to be even better.
Precisely. Now let's talk about something really important when it comes to these AI study tools.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Balance. These tools can be so helpful, but gotta use them the right way. Enhance your learning, not be getting crutch, you know?
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's easy to just rely on AI to do all the hard work, but that's not really learning.
Not really. Remember, these tools are meant to help, to add to your learning, not replace it. You still gotta put in the effort, understand the material, think critically.
So finding that sweet spot where AI makes you more efficient, but you're still in the driver's seat.
Exactly. And you know, be mindful of how you learn best. Not every tool will be a good fit for everyone.
That's true. We all learn differently. Some people are visual learners, others learn by listening. Some need a hands-on approach.
And that's what's great about AI study tools. There are so many to choose from. Experiment, find what works best for you.
Like having your own personal learning toolkit.
Now, while AI is great for individual learning, it can't replace human interaction.
I totally agree. There's something about connecting with a teacher, mentor, or classmate that AI just can't do.
It's those shared discoveries, the debates, discussions, you know, learning together, that makes learning so much more engaging.
So balance AI with real human connection. Yeah, it's been awesome exploring all these tools.
It really has. You know, what's really striking is
right.
Just how many different AI study tools there are. We've covered, like, everything. Text-to-speech apps, AI research assistants, even video editing software you can control with text.
It's amazing how AI is being used in, well, almost every part of learning.
It is. It really shows how AI could change education, you know?
Absolutely. I think we're just getting started, honestly.
I agree. I can't wait to see what the future holds for AI and learning.
Me too. So if there's one thing you want our listeners to take away today, what would it be?
I think the most important thing is to remember AI is a tool, not a magic solution or anything, but it can be super powerful for helping us learn better and, well, enjoy it more.
I couldn't agree more. It's about using these tools in a smart way to help us reach our learning goals.
Exactly. And learning, it's a journey. It never really ends.
That's true. We never stop learning, growing. And these AI tools can be great companions along the way.
Absolutely. So if you're feeling inspired to check out AI and learning, you know, dive in. Explore some of the tools we talked about today.
And remember, these tools are always changing, getting better. Stay curious, keep exploring, never stop learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I think that about wraps up this episode of AI Hub.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the world of AI study tools.
If you want to stay up to date on AI, make sure you subscribe to our show.
We'll be back with more exciting explorations into the world of AI. Until then, keep learning, keep exploring, and we'll see you next time.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.